welcome to the Wheelhouse. It's another beautiful Wednesday here in cloudy Michigan, where we're at. Today we have a good friend coming to us all the way from Indiana, which is actually not all the way. It's right down below us, not too far away. We're going to be talking to him about life and living life in a wheelchair. Spina bifida, which is his ailment. I don't know if you call it an ailment or I don't know. We're going to get into it. But before we do that, we got to hit the intro. Welcome to Wheelchair Wednesday. All right, y'all, let's give a warm welcome to our buddy, Nate Gambill. Let's pull him up here. Where's he at? There he is. Hey, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing all right.
Awesome. Good to see you. Thanks for joining us today. I know, you know, it's kind of crazy because once you start doing these things, you got to, like, you got to rely on the people to jump in with you. You know what I mean? And like, I've done it for so long now, over 100 episodes. And I think I've gotten all the people that are like, yeah, I'll do it. Now it's kind of, I got to go in like SEAL Team 6 and be like, you know, hey, what's up, man? I do the show. Do you want to jump in on it? You know, and here we are. So
yeah, I'm happy to be here. I'm all right with this.
Appreciate it, man. Now, before we get into too much, normally how we start the show is I'm just going to give you an opportunity to introduce yourself, tell everybody who you are and what, why you're in a wheelchair. Go ahead.
All right. So my name's Nate Gambill. You can find me out pretty easily on Facebook. I'm a content creator. I have spina bifida and I couldn't tell you the fancy numbers of level of paralysis. I could just tell you that half my body's paralyzed. Because I'm a doctor hater, so I don't go to him much, and I generally don't pay too much attention to him. I'm a bit of a health and fitness fanatic. If you run across my Facebook, that's fairly obvious.
Yep.
And I am a father of three, and you know that's about all the excitement in my life. Honestly, I'm on here as a content creator. To be motivating, give speeches, educate people. I know a fair amount of fitness and health information because I've lost over 100 pounds. So you got to know a little bit to be able to do that, especially if you're in a wheelchair because life's a little bit different when you're in a wheelchair.
No, absolutely. And one question that I got for you is, what's a spina bifida? Because I've seen a couple pictures. I went through your stuff. The one that I really wanted to use, the picture was you hanging off the swing set. That thing was awesome. He's way up in the sky. His wheelchair's below. Now, feeling. You still have all your feeling? Can you still feel everything?
I feel down to, I would say, about my belly button, and then things start to kind of fade out from there.
Okay.
It's kind of dependent on where. It's kind of like a hit and miss on me. I mean, I have like one spot on my leg I can feel, but then completely opposite side of the leg, no feeling.
Right.
They're directly in line, but there's nothing there. So it's kind of a hit and miss once it gets to the belly button area.
So obviously the muscle side of your upper body, like, you know, your shoulders, your pectorals, all that stuff works good. Ab muscles, can you do like sit-ups, stuff like that?
Sit-ups, kinda. I can do crunches really well. Sit-ups are a bit of a challenge. The rest of my muscles, yes, they work just like, for my upper body at least, work just like anybody else.
Right.
Just like a full able-bodied person, they work like everybody else. One thing that I like that's a little different than like a lot of SCI people is no spasms at all. I don't tend to get the spasms in any way. I'm fully disconnected. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
So I'm a little lucky in that aspect. I don't have to figure out how to beat that problem.
Yeah, I got kind of lucky on that too as well. It's man, I see some guys I've talked to, some of my buddies, my close buddies that are in wheelchairs, man, their spasms, they get to the point where they got to hold on, man. They can't even, like, you know, or they're falling out of their chair. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen some pretty terrible stories, some horror stories about those spasms. And man, I am so glad that I don't have that.
Right. Now, before I get into all these questions, I want to kind of talk to you a little bit about, you said you're into like health real good. So like health is like your main thing. Obviously you're like are you a bodybuilder? You do competitions for that? Or what do you classify that as?
So I don't compete, but I would go ahead and consider myself a bodybuilder, because I am in the pursuit of, building and perfecting my body. It's an art form. So I'm not a competitive bodybuilder at all. But I live my life like a competitive bodybuilder would.
Right.
Now, however, this did start from being just wanting to be fit and healthy, because I was morbidly obese my whole life. So originally the goal was just to be fit and healthy and be able to live life, and you know, everything didn't suck because I was too heavy.
Right.
And then it just kind of developed in there, just kind of became an obsession, a joy, a hobby, something that I just liked doing. It kind of turned into bodybuilding for me. So my origins are definitely, learning how to be healthy and fit and what that really takes, what that really entails. So I'm kind of both on that aspect.
Okay. Yeah, man, I think we can all kind of look at you and be like, man, I need to do better. Like, I need to eat better. I need to exercise more. We all would like to exercise more. I think a lot of it with, the spinal cord people is like our muscles. Like me, I don't have abs. I don't have, I'm T3, T4, so I'm like chest down. I got the shoulders and the arms, but like they tell you all the time, like, take it easy. You know what I mean? Don't go crazy, because if you strain something or you break something, you have no choice but to use it. And then that's how you lose it, is when something happens and then you keep using it and then it breaks completely. So I guess, yeah, we got to be super careful on what we got to do. But yeah, man, definitely. I think it's, I talk to people all the time and I'm like, we got to eat better. We got to do better, and choosing the food is the biggest thing. Where do you don't get your food from the normal, grocery store down the road. I'm sure you probably get some good stuff. What's your normal diet like? Yeah.
So I actually 100% shop from Walmart and Sam's Club. Man, I'm a budget shopper. I am as cheap as physically possible. That is actually also one of my goals, because I also know that people that can relate to me and that I can relate to generally live on a disability payment. They live on a fixed income of some form that's just not enough to enjoy luxury life.
Right.
So realistically, I work with Walmart and Sam's Club. I eat like everybody else does. And then if somebody approaches me and wants to learn from that, I can say, you could get all this and be healthy off Walmart, Sam's Club, as cheap as possible. Save your money. I wanted to actually be relatable. I didn't have a goal of being super fancy and over the top and a guy that could, go have all the nicest stuff in the world. I'm not living on freaking ribeyes and no, that's not me. I eat a lot of chicken. I eat a lot of fish. I eat a lot of eggs, oatmeal,
protein,
rice.
Right.
Yeah. Lots of protein, a lot of fruit actually. And
yeah. I need more fruit. That's my thing, is I need to eat more fruit. I don't trust fruit nowadays, man.
Frozen fruit. So I do a lot of berries. I do a lot of cherries, a lot of strawberry, raspberry, blackberry, blueberries, and I buy the frozen because they're cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up, I buy it because it's affordable, because it's cheap. Bananas because they're cheap, apples because they're cheap. I'm 100% I'm the budget guy, so
right.
That pretty well covers my diet. Maple syrup, honey, basics, man. Nothing different than anybody else would have. Same kind of thing you would do. It's just the amounts that change.
Right. Let me ask you this. Being in a chair, how long have you been in a chair for? Most of your life?
My entire life, since the day I was born.
Okay.
The moment I was born, I was paralyzed at birth. It's my spine bifida is a deformity in your spine where it doesn't grow correctly. And then basically your spinal cord has to be removed when you're born. Because actually severely damaged, and in many cases, like in mine, it was outside of my body.
Ooh. Yeah. That's crazy, man. What's one of your biggest, like, pet peeves about being in a wheelchair? What would you say?
Missing out on things. Missing out on the basics of life. Knowing that there are a lot of things that I cannot do no matter how hard or how fit or how strong or how much endurance I have. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
Yep. You know, like I said, I have a family. You know, kind of sucks to, you know, send the family off and say, go have fun. I'm going to stay here.
I totally know that.
I'm not going to, I can't even get to where you're going to have fun. So I'm just, I don't want you guys to miss out. You go have fun with life. It does kind of suck being the person that sits at home.
Right. Well, it sucks for them too, though. You know what I mean? Because they're like, dang, I wish Dad was here. You know what I mean? And it's just like, I just kind of went through that when we went to Universal Studios and it was so hot, but like I just had to sit around and wait for people to get done. And I'm just like going into this store and this store, and there's only so many stores you can visit waiting for people. You know what I mean? But yeah, absolutely. What up, Alex? Good to see you. Now this is a live show. If anybody's got any good questions, you know how it works. You can ask them, and we'll ask, him right here on live online. Yeah, so that's a good reason. I mean, it's, you know, it covers pretty much everything. You miss out on stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I took my kids. I live at a lake. I live at a lake. I took my kids down the lake over the weekend, and with what I've got going on, I mean, it's not my spine bifida that limits me from getting a lake, but I have a chronic illness too, and I have open wounds from that. So I just sit on the sidelines and watch. Now it was cool. It was cool to be with them. That's wonderful, and it's great. But it's like, man. Sure would be nice to go out in that lake and have fun.
Right.
But oh well, that's just life.
For sure. Absolutely. Let me ask you this. What's one of your biggest fears about living in a chair, like life in a chair?
Probably getting old.
Yeah, I thought about that too, yeah.
Yeah. I think of going on 60 plus years old. Sounds pretty terrible.
In a wheelchair, yeah.
I am 33 years old, and living this life, it's pretty painful. It's pretty hard, and it's very mentally taxing. So to think of doing that for another 30 years and the decline that naturally happens, but also adding the paralysis and the ailments that being paralyzed brings, that sounds pretty terrifying, honestly.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, if you look back, when you first, obviously, from birth, I mean, you live in life in a chair, you look at the technological advancements that we've made since then, you know, maybe in another 30 years, all you got to do is jump in that exoskeleton suit, go out and water your lawn like anybody else, you know what I mean? You never know.
Fingers crossed for that.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
That would sure be nice.
Yeah, it's crazy to think of where technology's going. Now, let me ask you this. Would you be one of those people to, well, it doesn't really account to you because you're spina bifida, but if you could, would you let Elon put a chip in your neck so that you could walk and do all the good stuff you could do haven't been able to do?
Honestly, I don't think I could do that. Mm-mm. I think that at this point, I'm so used to my life, like mentally, I don't think I could do that because I couldn't change myself and everything that I've ever known. Because it's the same as like you getting the STI to begin with.
Right.
I mean, it completely changed your life the moment that it happened. And boy, that was hard to go through. And it would be the same exact thing for me to learn to walk, to strengthen the muscles, the tendons, the ligaments, to teach my body how to function,
make
all those connections. You know, even if it were, it's not doable for me because like you said, I'm a little different situation. But I don't think mentally I could handle doing that because I just wouldn't want to give up everything I've ever known.
Right. Makes sense. That does make a lot of sense. Now, what about, you mentioned kids and stuff, so dating/married, how does that go for you?
You know, I have never had a problem with the wheelchair. It's been fine. I have never had an issue with relationships related to my handicap at all. I've been in the dating scene since I started young. We'll just leave that there.
Right.
too young. And it was never a problem at all. Being married, never a problem. Now the bonus is, I guess, I'm married to a nurse, so she understands.
Right.
That, you know, medical problems are normal. So that's kind of, I have that bonus on my side there with her. But I mean, I dated a whole lot of people that weren't from that, and they never thought anything of my wheelchair or never made me feel bad for the wheelchair or anything. I mean, even like, you know, all the young stuff, you know, when you split up when you're young, it's always, you know, let's pick out the one little flaw and like tell the world and, you know, make that person look bad.
Yeah.
What never spread about me was, you know, anything about the wheelchair. There was never any hate on me. You know, if I couldn't go places, my partners have never had a problem with that. If my partners had to literally pick me up and carry me, there was never a problem with that.
Right. And it's almost something like with you, it's like, it's kind of, you know, normal for you, obviously. You're like, all right, we're either going to go here and you're going to help me get there, or I'm not going. one or the other.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's like I get from that aspect and point of view. And also, I think it's a lot to do with, and I say this all the time, attitude and the way that you choose to come at the situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do see a lot of people that, you know, I understand that are very negative about the dating situation. And it's because they feel that way about themselves.
Right.
And you got to break free of that. If you want to have a quality relationship, you have to break free of the pity party. You can't have it. You cannot say, poor me. If you want a successful relationship, you got to build some confidence to just be yourself.
Yep.
Because that's what your partner wants. They want you.
Yeah, and they want somebody who's willing to be confident and have fun and laugh. And, yeah, it's a big deal. Attitude is everything, folks.
Yes, it is.
Let's go to the next question here. What is something that you wish you could do that you are not able to now? One thing. You get to do it for one day.
Spend a lot more time outside and in nature. That I've lost my ability to do that as I've gotten older and more ailments have happened.
Oh, wait a minute. What do you mean? Hold on. Wait a minute. Ailments? You can't go outside and sit in the trees? Why? Why? What's going on?
Well, I live in an extremely hot area and also an extremely cold area. My body no longer tolerates heat. Once it breaks about 75 degrees, I'm really struggling and my body is going to try to destroy me. And then when the cold hits, I'm also still not very well because, one, I can't apparently tolerate extreme colds like I used to. My body just shakes out of control and freezing cold.
What?
It used to be okay. And, also being in a wheelchair, it's kind of hard to get through the snow when there's a foot of it.
Yeah, and in Indiana, like, you're right by me, so I can vouch. It is crazy in the wintertime. It does
get nuts. And I live in the middle of nowhere, so nothing is – there's no plow. I got to get through it myself. I got to do it all by myself. So
what do you do in the winter? Hibernate like me?
Yeah, pretty much. Most of the time. Yeah, I spend most of my winter inside. I try to get out in the summer as much as I can, but like I said, with the heat – It's not spine bifida that causes issues with that anymore. It's actually a chronic illness that I developed that is very reactive to heat. I have an inflammatory issue, and apparently heat makes it a lot worse, as I have found out.
Wow.
Brought
on by spina bifida?
No, it's just a genetic problem. It's just an error in my immune system that makes my immune system attack itself with inflammation.
Dang, it's got an attitude problem. Isn't it crazy that the human body has so many different things for so many people? It's crazy. Doing